Heat waves are predictable, and cities should be prepared to help people deal with them. That's the underlying message of new guidance from the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies. In a summer when Europe is battling record-breaking heat and a heat wave is overtaking much of the U.S. this week, that idea is reassuring, somewhat. But organizing cities to manage extreme heat, that does take some effort. Julie Arrighi is a climate expert with the International Red Cross Red Crescent. She's one of the lead authors of the report. You're not just talking about setting up cooling centers when the temperatures go up. Your guide has some much bigger advice on how to build and arrange the whole infrastructure. Give us a few examples of the things you're recommending.
So our guide essentially looks at different phases of heat risk. We have recommendations of things that can take place before a heat wave occurs, during a heat wave, after a heat wave, and also the longer-term urban planning approaches that need to be incorporated into cities to really capture those longer-term risk reduction strategies.
So give us a concrete example of the kind of infrastructure a city might retrofit to deal with, you know, increasing heat.
Right. So one, for example, are reflective roofs. Something as simple as just painting clusters, large clusters of roofs white. This helps to reflect the sun back out of the city. It helps to prevent buildings from heating up at higher levels. Urban greening is another one, especially in places that are growing, making sure that you grow with green spaces in mind because they also bring down the temperature of the city, but even in places that are already built.
You know the pattern, though. We get these like triple-digit temperatures that grabs people's attention. There's danger, and then the temperature goes down and panic subsides. What countries are getting this right and like really planning ahead?
Well, in this guide that we've developed, we have a couple of case studies that highlight interesting examples from the U.S. So New York City is definitely leading the way in a variety of aspects on this. They have their Cool Cities Initiative, which is a really great example of the longer-term ways to retrofit strategies into existing city infrastructure. The city of Phoenix has also been doing quite a bit, and they're also featured in this guide. And abroad, we see a lot of this work, such as heat action plans, in Europe. This is largely because of a very extreme heat wave that occurred in 2003 that caused 70,000 excess deaths, which is really a massive amount of loss of life. But it's a silent disaster. You don't see it. It doesn't have that sort of startling image of places being flooded or, you know, the startling images that go along with earthquakes.
What climate change research informed how you developed this guidance?
The thing with heat is that it's one of the most confident projections we have about the future. So this is well documented in the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change reports. The other studies is one which shows that roughly 5 billion people in the world live in areas where the ability to forecast heat days or weeks in advance is possible. There's another study that was done by the University of Hawaii as well, which shows some of the projections into the future of regions of the world that are likely to be most at risk to be impacted by heat. Which really shows significant risk across areas that historically haven't had this heat wave issue.
So, I mean, your organization, the Red Cross, Julie, it's in the business of reacting to catastrophes and helping people prepare for them and deal with them when they happen. Are heat waves now reaching the same kind of risk level as hurricanes or other disasters?
Heat waves are amongst the deadliest disasters that we're facing today. This is an area of high importance for the Red Cross Red Crescent system to help ensure that we reduce the risks of heat waves.
Julie Arrighi is a climate expert with the International Federation of the Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies and one of the lead authors of the just-released Heat Wave Guide for Cities report from the IFRC. Julie, thanks for your time.
Thank you so much.